Okay, this is B-Sol of the Vault of Horror, and I am joined by BJC of Day of the Woman. And
hello out there.
There she is. And we are going to be providing a commentary for a movie that we both love very much. And
we're like obsessed over.
Basically. And it's Fido. First of all, actually, before we even get into it, because it's just starting off now, I got to thank Brad of I Love Horror for basically providing me with the technical know-how to rip him off and do my own little thing here. So now it should be like, if you're where I'm at, then it's the start of like the whole like 1950s style little movie clip, right?
Of course, introducing Zom-Con.
Yes, this is just fantastic.
With the doctor who looks like fat Colonel Sanders.
And just this stuff is like straight out of Night of the Living Dead. I love it.
I do too. It always makes me think of when they remade House on Haunted Hill, when they have that intro and they show all the assailants going insane and stabbing people with pencils. I don't know why, but I always flash back to that, which is sad because Fido is a fabulous movie and House on Haunted Hill 99 is not the greatest, but... We all know I have a soft spot for that.
Yeah, we know. It was one of your gateway movies.
Yeah, that's what happens when you're born in 1990.
But, yeah, this is really... that's hard to watch. But this is like one of my... It easily, quickly became one of my favorite zombie movies. And it's funny because it doesn't get a whole... Like, compared to Shaun of the Dead, you hardly hear too much about it.
I know, which is really sad. To be completely honest, I think it's because the cover of the movie is absolutely horrible. Like, it took me about a year and a half to pick it up at a Blockbuster because I would walk past it and I'm like, that looks like crap. I don't even want to waste my time. And then finally one day I picked it up and I was like, oh my God, what have I been missing?
It's a terrible cover. And actually, it fits in with your whole thing about all the awful movie posters that make you not want to see the movie because that's basically it.
Yeah, I need to do Fido, Speak of the Devil. Maybe that'll be next week, kids.
You should. I think you've been avoiding it just because you love the movie so much that it hurts you to, like, talk bad about it.
Oh, I know. Oh, my gosh, I love the part where the little girl is jumping rope in this video, and she waves hi to her mom, so it looks like even more cheesy 50s commercial.
Yes, and the zombie with the groceries.
I wonder, like, what would we use them for now? Like, Walmart greeters, do you think?
Oh, yeah,
the people who are Walmart greeters now are basically zombies enough as is.
I was going to say, like, anybody that's ever walked into a place like that or, like, I don't know, like, all the bulk stores, like, up here, we have, like, Costco and BJ's. Like, it's pretty much the same thing.
I'm obsessed with this teacher. And her amazing dress.
She wears it to mom.
I know. I just love the fact that Timmy Robinson's, like, his real name in real life is K-Son. Like,
I didn't
what were
know
your parents
that.
Thinking? They hate you.
I didn't know that. It's almost like a rapper name or something.
Yeah, it's K-Son. Like, K hyphen, and by hyphen, I mean apostrophe, son.
That is just really unfortunate.
But very hilarious. I love how proud Cindy Bottoms is when he asks if you've ever killed a zombie.
Yes. The colors are so bright, too. You know, it's almost like a comic book.
I think they were trying to give it, like, a Technicolor aspect because it's set, like, it's supposed to be set in, like, the 50s era. So maybe they're trying to give it that feel. Regardless, I love it. It makes everything so much better.
Yeah, it almost looks like one of the TV shows of like, you know, the early 60s, like when color TV first came in and it was all, like, cartoony looking.
Yeah. I hate that little kid. Oh, my gosh, the little Boy Scouts.
Well,
Scouts for 2 years, sir. Cool, shut up.
Well, they get what they had coming to them.
Yeah, I just love when the teacher goes, does anyone have an actual question? It sounds like something my mom would say. I'm going to adopt Timmy Robinson. Like, Why are you not my little brother?
How about when he asks that question about what happened to the zombies that are buried underground and like that can't get out? It's just the most disturbing idea ever.
Honestly, I thought about that the first time I saw this, and I was listening to like the commentary about like how they do this. I'm like, what about the people they already buried before the space dust? I was like, are we gonna have like Thriller going on here?
Well, because, look, zombie movies always make it seem like it's so easy to break out of your grave. But honestly, like, it would pretty
That'd
much
be
be
so
impossible.
hard.
It would be
Yeah.
impossible to do. I mean, you got 6 feet of dirt. You got, like, they, not to get all morbid, but, like, they encase the coffin in, like, a concrete vault. Like, you're not getting out, ever.
Yeah.
You're screwed.
I think he's Canadian because he says out.
Oh, well, this is a Canadian movie, so you're gonna get
Okay, well,
some.
that would explain
Yeah,
it.
you're gonna get some annoying pronunciations of things. Annoying to us arrogant Americans, anyway.
My only, the two words that bother me, about, kind of do, or out, and sorry. Oh my God, this is not Tom Cruise's baby. You're sorry.
Alex Trebek does that all the time. Drives me nuts when people get the question wrong.
This is
Sorry,
probably the
sorry.
creepiest chant since the Freddy Krueger, like, 1-2 Freddy's coming for you.
Yes.
In the brain and not the chest, headshots on the very best. And this is a great song. This movie is probably the best soundtrack.
Yeah. Oh, it's brilliant.
She's like 99 pounds of dynamite. God, Sidney Bottoms is a dead shot when it comes to that gun. Holy crap.
If anything, they don't play enough of this song.
I agree. It's only like a minute long. I love my baby so. And I want to know, what are they using as ear plugs? Are those cotton balls?
I
That's
think.
bootleg.
He's in love. Oh, bullies.
I love the fat bully. He makes me think of the fat kid in Jingle All the Way whose dad is Tom Arnold and who gets to have the Turbo Man doll. That's what he reminds me of.
Yeah.
What a tangent, but it works.
Hey.
Such a good song.
And then he has to stop and ask, "Did you really say that about ZomCon?"
I
Right.
just that wouldn't be hard. Ooh.
Another great song that I just heard earlier today in
Ooh.
Starbucks.
Oh God, I want all of those cars. That zombie that's the crossing guard just looks like an old man. Smile. Willard. I think that's a really good name because Willard is just one, it's kind of creepy because I always think of the Rat movie,
Yes.
but I don't know. I like that. Why can't my neighborhood look like this? Like with the perfect cars and the kids playing in the road without a fear of getting shanked or run over?
Well, your neighborhood probably did look like this 50 years ago.
Oh my God, give me that car. I can't even handle it. My lifelong dream is to have a 52 to Bel Air. Granted, that's not what that car is, but close enough.
God, it's almost like a hearse.
And that's a problem.
No, not a problem.
I'm obsessed with Tammy and Mr. Theopolis and the fact that she rubs his beer gut. And how bright all the houses were back then.
And being that this is Canada too, I hate to say it, I'm gonna piss off Canadian people, but there's something about Canada, like compared to America, that always seems a lot more like straight-laced and like kind of goody two-shoes. I hate to say it, but
I love how Tammy just like her arms are like that awkward position all the time, and Mr. Theopolis just looks like a straight up creeper.
he's
I mean,
just
what is
wild.
she like when she was alive? She was like what, like 16?
Oh, clearly, clearly.
Perv.
See, it's not really it's more necrophilia than pedophilia, but hey, whatever.
It's a combo of both.
Yeah, it is sort of. But we don't know how long she's been dead either. She might be of age now.
The mother character is by far the best character in the entire film.
How different is she here than in The Matrix? It's amazing to think it's the
Oh,
same
I
actress.
know. That just shows how talented she is.
Yeah. I forget sometimes.
She's just wonderful. Absolutely wonderful. And I want her dresses too. God, why was I born in 1990? Like, God hates me. I miss everything good.
Well, I think everybody thinks that. I think the same thing. I was born in 74, and I'm always like, I missed everything.
Hey, you were around for John Lennon. You didn't miss everything.
My first memory of John Lennon is when he got shot.
Doesn't matter. I told my parents I was going to marry him when I was 4, and then they told me he was dead, and I crushed my dreams.
Right, back to the movie. People are gonna hate us.
I do not like the dad character. He pisses me off, which, granted, probably is a good thing because I think he's supposed to piss me off, but I just, oh, every time he's on screen, I just want to punch him.
He is an awful father, just awful. And I also want to point out that he is also Dr. Connors from Spider-Man.
He is.
And he's the child molester from Magnolia.
He looks like a child molester.
I always think of him as the poor man's William H. Macy, like they wanted William H.
Yes!
Macy.
Yes! Agreed. 100%. Especially in this movie, because I always think of him in Pleasantville.
That's
And
right.
then I watch this, and I'm like, you're.
So
I
you were
cannot
saying,
drink a 3-olive martini.
I was just gonna, what did you say about a 3-olive martini? Because I was gonna say, if I came home, that would be pretty much the greatest thing to ever happen is if I came home from work and my wife was waiting for me with a 3-olive martini. Like that would rule.
I couldn't have a 3-olive martini because I don't like olives. I
See,
mean, give me some UV blue and lemonade.
oh.
Why? I hate his robotic. Hiya, Tim. How's my boy? Like, what are you doing? If only I could ring a bell and a zombie would come to me. My life would be complete. I would have no problems.
There he is.
Especially one that brings me food.
And he's blue like the Dawn of the Dead zombies.
That's probably my favorite part about the zombie makeup, because I'm really anal retentive about zombie makeup. Maybe it's the theater geek in me that has taken makeup classes. But I love that he's a blue zombie, but he's still kind of creepy looking, because no offense to Dawn of the Dead, the blue zombies look like Smurf people.
Well, they I think George Romero was saying how this is like his favorite zombie makeup in any like movie that he's seen about zombies that he didn't make.
Probably. I mean, Tammy's my favorite zombie makeup of all time. I think whoever did her is great and very, very talented at what they do.
Her mouth is
I
just
like.
disgusting.
God, look at that old school TV back there.
Yes. My dad had one like that. It was basically like the speakers were bigger than the screen.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah. They used to make magnifiers, seriously, that you would hang in front of the screen to make the screen look bigger.
That's funny.
Yeah.
I love the Technicolor kitchen.
Look at that clock, that like sun clock. So,
I have one.
you do? Oh my God.
My Grammy gave it to me.
Great. So it's vintage then.
Truth. I just love how the dad is like afraid of zombies and like they're the only ones on the street who don't have one. You'd think that they were talking about like a new lawnmower, but they're talking about like dead human beings.
Then she said, like, how am I going to tell my neighbors that my husband's afraid of zombies?
It's like a bad episode of Desperate Housewives.
Well, actually, like now that I've gotten into Mad Men, I almost connect the two of them in my head, like that show and this movie. I almost wish like if there were zombies in Mad Men, that would make the show even better than it already is. It's like the same time period, pretty much.
I smell a sitcom.
Oh, yeah. It would be called Dead Men. Ha ha ha.
Zing.
Isn't it cool? He just calls him zombie before he
I
thinks of
know.
a name.
Hey, zombie. And I like how the zombie knows he's a zombie. He's like, that's cool, man. Like, since when does zombies have, like, thought?
Well, and also too, this is Billy Connolly, who is almost unrecognizable.
Oh, yeah.
He is a funny guy, and it's almost sad that he does can't say a word in this movie because he is a hilarious comedian. He's a Scottish comedian.
Yeah, he's hilarious. I've seen him. He does kind of get to talk. He gets to
Well,
pretend to be Lassie later on when he does this.
yes, it is totally Lassie.
Oh, God, I almost die.
I'd also like to point out that Billy Connolly was the second teacher on head of the class, so that needs to be said. For
I'd
people that
also like to
remember it,
point
it's.
out that the curtains on the top of that window do not match the rest of the house. And that chair that's on the patio, I totally have in my backyard.
The concept of the collar is just so great because, like, it's such a simple idea. Like, I don't know. Some people will hate me for me saying that I've shown my kids this movie and they love it, but they do. And so they identify with the whole collar thing. They're just like, they totally get it. Like, if we had a zombie, they're always asking me, like, make sure he has a collar so he doesn't eat us.
Well, this always makes me laugh because it's such like the reaction that the zombie has to that remote is just like when dogs have their shock collars. Like they know like that they're gonna get zapped and it's gonna hurt. And like that collar just like completely contains them. I love that the milkman's reading like a 50s porn in his car. Like that's great.
And the zombie milkman is one of my favorite zombie occupations from Bloody
Your bloody
Disgusting.
disgusting list. And I love how the zombies can learn. I love that.
Well,
And the fact that the zombie milkman looks like Voldemort.
yeah. He, oh, that's just wrong.
Bend and snap. Good job, Tammy.
And he watches the milkman watches the paperboy zombie and he learns how to throw the milk.
Yep, and he chucks it. The first time I saw this, I didn't catch that he was learning from the milkman, and I thought he was pissed that Theophilus was tapping at Tammy. But then I was like, wait a minute, that's
Okay,
stupid.
this is the greatest part. This is like my favorite with
Oh my gosh, I know.
Grandpa's fallen and he's getting up.
I love like the pseudo Chris Farley guy too. The elderly. Can you trust them? No.
I think that's probably good advice even without zombies.
When their heart stops, we start. Once again, the world's greatest father. Not.
But he kind of redeems himself at the end, but he still fails.
I don't think he redeems love in the end. I still think he's a douche.
He tries to, though. At least he tries, but he just fails.
I love the typical like 50s toys. He's got like what, Tinker Toys and like pickup sticks on the ground right there.
He's probably got like Lincoln Logs and
Hey,
like.
I still play with Lincoln Logs. Don't be hating.
I'm just saying, they're just old fashioned. Nothing wrong with them,
God, he's such a crappy father.
Maybe he's got an erector set.
I thought you were going to say an erection set, and I was like, he's a little young for that, B.
Dad had an erector set when he was a little boy.
That's my favorite line in the entire movie. I use that in daily conversation. Don't play ball by yourself, Timmy. It makes you look lonely. I'll say that to people when like, I see them eating alone.
But see, now she's interesting, the mom, because the mom honestly starts off just as lousy as the dad, but she changes.
But she's also fabulous, so it doesn't
Yeah,
matter.
but she's the total, like, stereotypical, like, superficial, self-absorbed, like, 50s mom.
She's a typical housewife. She wants to fit in perfectly. She wants everyone to like her, and she knows that her family's dysfunctional and it makes them different and weird.
Well, like the one part where I don't think it's happened yet, but where he gets in trouble at school and he comes home and or whatever it is, and her
People are
fr
gonna think the Robinsons are weird.
yes, the first thing she asks him is, "Did anybody see you?"
Did anybody see you?
It's such
I
a
love his little
bizarre
cuffed
one.
pants and his chucks. Zombie dog walkers. I don't know how to think of that. You'd think that the dogs would still be tweaking out.
I don't know what it says about the people who really do these jobs.
That's so crappy. I hate those little boys.
They're awful.
Screwing with zombies. That always makes me think of like the Jack Link beef jerky commercials where they're messing with Sasquatch. Wouldn't a BB to the ear make you go deaf, you think?
I don't know if he hit him with a BB or if he just whacked him in the head with the gun.
I pistol whipped him.
Because
Except for it's not a pistol.
a BB would seriously do some damage.
Especially that close range.
Oh no. I saw a kid get shot in the leg with a BB gun when I was a kid. It was not fun.
I love how he just chucks the kid across. I
And just growls at him.
Stop, zombie, stop! Oh, God, the high socks. Why did the chubby kids always wear the shorts? What are you doing? Thought he was gonna pee himself. That's so funny. I don't know why it's so funny. Like the jokes in here aren't that like gut busting, but I laugh at the stupidest stuff in this movie just because the way they say it.
Because it's the whole movie is so tongue in cheek, and it never forgets the joke. Like it never drops the joke. It always takes itself seriously, and it never like tips you off that it's in on the joke. Like it plays it straight.
Yeah. I'm laughing at the scene where he's trying to play catch with
Yeah.
his zombie and he chucks the baseball at him and he pretty much just hits him in the chest and he doesn't move and he just falls and he says, "Nice catch, Fido."
Then they say you throw like a girl.
Yeah. You throw like a girl.
They don't make old ladies like this anymore.
They really don't. Old ladies
No.
nowadays are just like sweethearts and
Well,
bake you cookies. No, 90% of old women are ornery and they'll tell you to get off their lawn
no,
and
'cause
not step in their flower bed.
see, these were old ladies that were like they weren't afraid of being old ladies. They weren't trying to be young. They were just old, crabby old broads. Look at that
That's how my
hat.
grandma is. My grandma's an old, ornery Italian woman.
Terrifying.
I always wanted to know how he got stuck in that walker. Like, what would it connect to?
It hooked onto the collar, I guess.
I love how his eyes change too when he is zombied.
True, I don't think I noticed that before.
His eyes turn like a bluish color. And I look at him, now they're brown again.
Yeah, you're right. I also like to point out that he's wearing the same outfit as Michael Myers,
True story.
with a Z on it.
Clever. Like how he's like not fazed that this old woman is now dead and half eaten. He's like, "Dad's gonna kill me."
I was just going to say he's more worried about getting in trouble. And here comes another favorite line. Billy, is there blood on your zombie?
It's my blood. I love that she's skipping rope in a ballerina outfit. Like, if nowadays, if girls are outside skipping in a ballerina outfit, they get kidnapped.
It really makes me sad that kids just can't go out and play anymore without like 45 grown-ups hovering over them.
I know. Cindy's probably my second favorite character in the whole movie.
I love how she totally plays it up, and then just the second before she leaves with her dad, she just turns to him and goes, "I hate
I
ballet."
hate ballet. I love that she uses a jump rope as a thing. Like, I think it's funny.
The pipe. I wish pipes would come back.
I mean, I have a bubble pipe. I guess I could be cool.
No.
Is there blood on your zombie?
And he's just staring off blankly into the distance with like a.
These kids are great. How did your blood get on that zombie? I wiped it on him.
On his face.
What is on Cindy's head? Like, she looks like Lady Gaga at age 10 with
And
like retarded hat.
the dad with the hat and the pipe, like he actually looks like one of those decals where it's just like, have a nice cup of shut the hell up.
Oh, I know. He really does.
Poor naked Fido.
Getting sprayed with the hose.
I always get kind of skeeved out by this part because he's just like a wet corpse.
Yeah.
It's kind of
It's kind of
yucky.
gross. And he's just kind of like hanging out. He's like,
I just imagine. Oh, and his skin is all wrinkly. I never really noticed that either. That's actually some pretty good makeup they did there. They have like all kinds of like weird applications on his chest.
Yeah.
And you got to know that he must just smell awful.
Oh, I know. I love that her little shawl thing is like perfectly in place during this whole thing.
Yes, of course.
You stupid zombie! Like, 'cause zombies are intelligent. Like, that's nothing new.
What an interesting detail that they add, though, just like the heart surgery scar that he's got.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, I'm itching my back. It's hard to concentrate. Okay.
You go ahead
Yeah,
and do that. We
I
can't
went
talk
Final
over
Des
every second of it, you know. We don't have to.
I went on Final Destination 3 and went tanning, and I'm not gonna lie, like, there's open ceilings, so you can hear all the doors closing around you, and like you can hear people walking, and I was tweaked out and thought that I was gonna die,
Oh no.
but it makes my back itch.
Serves you right going tanning.
I have mad tan lines from the contouring at band camp. I gotta keep myself looking fresh. Let me just stand in there naked in the garage. And of course, she changes her dress for dinner.
Of
Like,
course.
you have to.
And he's wearing his tie. He has the tie on up to with the top button of his shirt buttoned, with his cuffs rolled down, and with a tie clip in place. I've come home from work with a tie on and like all dressed up and been too lazy to change for dinner, and I've sat at the table. But like I'll have like the tie hanging half off or like ripped off my neck, like my cuffs rolled up, like it's a different world.
I love when they have like the little moment of realization that Grandpa didn't die from a heart attack. Grandpa was a zombie. I also love Mrs. Bottoms. She's also wonderful.
Yes. How proud she is that, he would like shoot her in a second if she became a zombie.
Yeah,
She tells
I'd
everyone
take
that.
Edie's head off in a second. He loves saying that. Ah. And what I always wondered when I watched the scene is like, okay, so there's two couples, and they both have children the exact same age, and yet one was like 11 when the zombie outbreak happened, and the other one was a war hero.
I was thinking about that,
That
and
never clicks with me.
I was thinking maybe it was something that went on for a very long time. It might have been like for many years that they were fighting them before they got the whole thing under control.
That's what I was thinking about too, because I was just like, but then again, because he points out, he's like, how old, you must have been what, 10 years old when the zombie wars happened? And he was like, I was 11. And then he goes, oh.
The same age. Because, if anything, Billy's dad looks like he's the older one, so it's kind of weird.
That's what I was gonna say too. I was like, he looks older. But awkward. Maybe that was just something that they didn't really catch, and that only us weirdos who actually like analyze this kind of stuff figure out.
Well, I think there's only one thing that can solve this, and it's what we need, and that is the Fido prequel.
Truth. I want to see the zombie wars.
Yeah. Well, that's what World War Z is going to be. Old lady zombie with one arm. God, I wish my kids' rooms were that neat. God, I wish the moon was that big.
I wish puppies were that cute.
His ears. What do they do to that poor thing? Yeah, for people accusing me of child abuse, that's always the cover the eyes scene.
What were they eating?
Yeah, that's a bit much for the kiddies.
I don't know. I mean, my kids are gonna have problems,
Well,
I
it depends
think.
on your kid. It depends on your kids, that's all. That's like I am, believe it or not, I am actually responsible with what I show them. I haven't gotten too hostile with them yet, or
Save that for their 10th birthday.
that'll be next year, yeah.
Yeah, I said on Twitter the other day that my child's 3rd birthday, they will be receiving a set of tap shoes and a copy of Night of the Living Dead,
Yep.
boy or girl.
I've shown them that. They've seen that one.
I
Billy.
just love how this kid just beats her down with a shovel.
I was gonna say, Billy is hardcore. That's another thing I never noticed how he really brings it.
He's good, man.
He needed to be on your zombie killer list.
Cindy's better though. She's got a good headshot.
I guess. You just picked her because she's a girl.
And because she's awesome. Oh, he buries her in the flower garden.
His
Like,
little
how
eulogy.
morbid is
You
that?
liked flowers, so I guess you'll like this.
I guess so. God, I want his bike. Why don't they make awesome bikes like that anymore that aren't $8,000? That's why we can't go green in this country, because cool bikes are expensive. Oh, cue the thunderstorm.
And his collar goes off again, right? Because he hears him screaming outside.
Poor thing. I love that his bed and his pajamas and his curtains all kind of match. I don't think I ever wore pajamas that matched when I was a kid. I would have like Tinkerbell shorts on with like a Tweety Bird shirt.
Did you have footy pajamas?
Oh yeah, I did. Those were the best because you could slip and slide Risky Business style across the kitchen floor.
Did they still have underoos when you were a kid?
Yes.
Nice. Okay. I had Spider-Man underoos, just to let you know.
I'm pretty sure I had Sleeping Beauty. Or Beauty and the Beast, one of the two. Mr. Theopolis is seriously Glenn Quagmire. Like,
Like the cigarette holder.
yeah, it's very Cruella de Vil of him. I love this Hugh Hefner bathrobe. Like,
He's just retired and just living the good life with.
Tammy left him one hell of a bite mark. Why didn't he go zombie after that? Shit.
It's true.
Ooh, pardon my language, sorry.
It's okay. This is a horror movie website. No big deal. You can curse away. Please, did you hear the Dawn of the Dead one?
Did I?
That's what I'm saying. I don't think we didn't really hold back too much on that one.
Yeah, good point. But I'm also supposed to be a classy and young, sophisticated female blogger, and that's not happening anytime soon. Who knew that zombies knew how to smoke? If zombies could smoke, couldn't you essentially get them high? Like, how funny would that be?
That would be another way to kill them. You could just like give them lung cancer.
Oh my gosh, like stoned zombies would be so funny. Why has somebody not made this yet? You'd think that some horror movie pothead junkie would have done that already.
Let's see, has there ever been a stone zombie? I don't think so.
There needs to be. Or a drunk zombie? Oh my gosh, why did they not have a drunk zombie in Shaun of the Dead? That'd have been perfect.
Maybe
I mean,
it's
they
just
confused a zombie for a drunk,
because
but
they just act that way anyway.
it'd be 10 times funnier.
Wouldn't it be funny though if the
Vomiting,
zombie
drunken karaoke singing zombies.
well
Oh my
but what if the
gosh.
zombie got drunk or high and he acted normal? How crazy would that be?
That would be kind of crazy.
Like it was the reverse of, how they act when
How
they're.
they act naturally.
Yes.
Can we please discuss why Tammy is so awesome and has the best hair? Who's doing her hair? Because I know Theopolis ain't doing it.
He probably just left it the way it was when she died.
Yeah, but those two have some kinky, freaky sex. You,
Yeah, like, what's
I
going on
know that
here?
hair's getting toe up.
What is going on in that scene in the window? I just. Terrifying.
I think he took her collar off,
I think so.
and that's why she's being chained up. That's dangerous. Feisty biting zombies trying to do you.
This is where the mom starts to like get affection for him.
I love that his skin matches his suit.
That's
He just kind
true.
of blends in.
It does. That's another thing I miss is that I think men had a lot more options for color in their formal wear back then than now.
She's so pretty, I can't even handle it.
Yeah, she is, It doesn't, and it doesn't really show as much in the Matrix movies.
Yeah, no, she's gorgeous. And I love that Timmy has a bow tie. He looks like a used car salesman in training.
I just want to say there's something about the way that Billy Connolly plays this part He really deserves a lot of credit. I mean, there's just something, and he's done like a lot of dramatic parts too, where you could really see him act. There's something in his face, like right here, like it's like he's not just a mindless zombie. Like maybe he can't talk, but he knows something, you know? Like there's something going on in his head. You're just waiting for him to talk at any moment.
I know. And like when he smells her,
Yes.
it's not like he's smelling her like, delicious, I'm gonna eat you. Like, it's very endearing.
Yes.
And you can just kind of see it, like sense it. And I always forget that this is the teacher. Oh, and there's the Chris Farley looking zombie in the tree.
I feel almost like what they're trying to say is that when the zombies have the collar on, okay, because their murderousness is inhibited, they're actually able to think clearer and remember more of when they used to be alive.
That always makes me a little, because Mr. Theopolis makes the comment when he's fixing Fido's collar about how he thinks the only reason that he made the collar was because when his wife went zombie, he couldn't bear losing her. So maybe he made it so that he could still retain his wife and what human nature she still had left. Because these zombies have the ability to think, they have the ability to function. So maybe they are completely aware of what's around them, they just can't express it because they're zombies.
It's like they're driven mad by just this lust to kill and eat. And then when you take that away, they sort of become almost people again. Sort of.
Well, I always liked the line in one of, I think it's a Resident Evil movie. Where she explained when they ask what are they and like what are they doing, and she says they're people, but they're down at their very basic function. They only have the need to feed because essentially, when people were cavemen, the only reason they like beat the crap out of other people was because they needed food. It was survival of the fittest, and that's almost kind of like what zombies do. Like the whole brain thing, like aside, they're down to their very, very basic function. And
There's
then I love this scene where Timmy's trying to justify his zombie killing and how it's not their fault and like God would love them anyway. And he makes a valid point. Like they can't help that they're zombies. They can't help that they kill. They have no control over what they do. So is it really their fault? Is it really murder? Because they don't know what they're doing.
I've just been calling him Billy the whole time, and his name is Timmy. I feel terrible.
You didn't know that?
No, I did. I just had like a brain fart. I don't know. But, it took me a couple of views of this movie to figure out what the hell the whole significance was of like paying for the burials and like the head casket and everything. But I guess what it is if you have enough money, it's that then you have the luxury of not having to come back as a zombie, right? That's the gist of it.
You have the luxury of not having to work forever.
Right, so like they'll just cut your head off or whatever and bury you. I see. Like this poor gentleman here.
I love that the Zomcon Patrol looks half like military, half like SWAT team, and half like a Boy Scout. I think my movie might be a little bit ahead of yours in
No,
the
I think we're at the same.
technical difficulty world.
Well, this is where the zombie's like tacking up the missing sign on the tree.
Okay, then we are about the same.
See? See? Totally inappropriate music playing. You see, okay. Now this is what I'm talking about, like where it's so effective playing just completely wrong music. This is like the mall music in Dawn of the Dead.
I'm obsessed with this scene. I think it's great. Like, what other song would they play here? Like, do you want them to bust out? I don't think they had death metal in the 50s, so. Then school teacher eats him. How did you not know she was there? Didn't you learn anything from Space Invaders? You kill what's in front of you first.
Good point. It's funny that you say that. I know it has nothing to do with the movie, but it has more to do with the time period the movie's in. Like, I don't know what happened in the world that changed. Think about it. Like, pop music in this era, there was no such thing as music that was angry. Like, it was, you know what I mean? There was no angry music. Whereas now, you know, if you want to hear angry music, there's plenty of it.
Vietnam happened.
What the hell made everybody so angry? Yeah, I guess so.
Cause that's when it all started. People started like questioning things in their music.
Oh, look at this, though. This is
So then
perfect.
it's just like, oh, I love the slow motion lemonade scene,
Isn't it?
and how he just like looks at her and he's just like so entranced.
I'm sorry to interrupt what you were saying, but it is. Oh, and then the stupid. Oh, Timmy spoils it.
It's a wonderful scene.
It is. It really is great.
And then stupid Timmy has to ruin the moment. Damn kids. But yeah, I really think that's when it was, because that was when people first started like questioning things in music and stating their opinions. And then nowadays, there's no holding back, which is why you can get like such angry and ridiculous music.
Well, I mean, you had really happy music and you had really sad music, you know. But there was no angry music, at least not that I could think of, you know, in like pop music. Maybe in classical music, you know, there's anger, but like in pop songs that Americans listen to, the average American, there's really no anger there. There's, yeah, that's, I don't know.
Right, and like nowadays, like the other day, I'm walking down my floor and there's a song that the girl ripped off Britney Spears, but the song is Touch My Man Again and I'm a Fuck You Up. But it's like a dance beat and it's a club hit. And I was like, cool, I can picture myself dancing to Touch My Man Again and I'm a Fuck You Up. Like, that's great. That's so angry.
Like, again, just on a brief tangent here, like this is one of my weird obsessions. Like, I have a lot of V disc recordings from World War II, like that singers would make for the soldiers to listen to, you know, like songs, recordings just for them. And like guys like Sinatra and all those guys, they would do it. And they would record their typical pop hits, which would be like love songs or like dance songs and things like that. And this is what these soldiers in Europe would be listening to, you know? And you cut ahead to today.
I just want to know how he's so not aware that she's pregnant when she's clearly pregnant.
He's just in denial of so many things.
Yeah. But you can't really deny it when you have like 10 pounds sticking out from underneath your dress. Although in the 50s, I will admit it was probably a lot easier to hide pregnancies.
Sure, more clothes you wear.
I mean, nowadays, shoot, a girl wears a hoodie, pregnant.
Now they kind of make clothes, you know, specifically to show off that you're pregnant, you know?
Yeah.
Not to hide it.
I love the walker and how jacked up it is. I didn't know that old zombie women could have superhuman strength, but apparently they can. And nice Nazi mustache going on there. It's like half Vincent Price, half Hitler. Those damn kids. We saw him shooting at the zombies and he just like waves like, what's up? What did Timmy Robinson ever do to piss them off so bad?
This part's just crazy where you're at the part now where they're like, it's Timmy and Fido just off in the wilderness.
Yeah.
There's just these crazy wide shots of them just frolicking across the meadow here. It's just something about it just gets me.
I always think of the Sound of Music.
Yeah, it's something like that. It's just this huge, yeah, like this overhead. You know, they had to shoot it from a helicopter. Of the two
Did
of them,
they?
they had to. Like, how else would you get a shot like this? It's so ridiculous.
It really is. And then I love like when they're walking and it's just like their silhouettes. Like
Yeah.
I always think of like the Lion King when they're all walking across.
You know what it looks like too? Stand by me.
It does look like Stand By Me. I love that movie. That's such a good movie.
You know, my sister got hit on once by Jerry O'Connell at a bar.
Was it back when he was fat?
No, but like I think she called him out on it because he was being kind of an arrogant dick, and she was like, "Weren't you the fat kid from Stand By Me?"
Sucks for John Stamos, man. He lost the hottest model of the 90s to the fat kid from Stand By Me.
Which was a joke that was repeated constantly at the roast they did of him on
Oh, I know. It
Comedy
was so
Central.
funny. Do these kids own clothes other than their Boy Scout uniforms or whatever, ZomCon cadets?
They look like they walked out of an issue of Boy's Life.
They really do. Ring around the zombie. I hope they just go straight through him.
Doesn't he kill his friend here?
He
Yeah,
made
he
me shoot my
does.
stupid brother.
It's so, oh, he's his brother. It's just so, it's
He
actually
kills
so,
his brother,
it's
and
so
he's
bleak when you think about it.
like, that's really morbid.
It is.
Okay, this is what I don't get. Timmy, the gun is by your feet, kid. I know you can kick that.
Yeah, but he
Like, you
can't
could
grab
very
it.
easily get that.
But his hands are tied behind his back.
Use your legs. Put it between your crotch and do some pelvic thrusts. Oh, jeez. It'd have been better if you'd went, oh, shucks. Or gee whiz. That'd have been better. See, and then this is like maybe the collar like domesticates them because like they're learning while they have the collar on because he doesn't eat him.
Right. This is like the moment where he actually becomes human. Because he stops and he doesn't eat him, even though he doesn't have the collar on. Where the
God,
Lassie stuff
it's
starts.
so Lassie, I can't even handle it. I think that's my phrase of the day. I think I said I can't even handle it like 8 times during this podcast.
I love Fido's jacket.
Oh, I know. It's ridiculous.
Where the hell does he get it from? I guess it must be in the shed. And why does he need it? Why does he suddenly decide to put on a
I
jacket?
think it's because he's covered in blood and because his collar isn't on.
Oh, yeah, you're right. That's it.
Chris Farley zombie back with the puppy. How is he not eating the puppy yet? Like, I love how Theopolis looks like he's carrying a guitar when he runs.
He's ready. He just leaps over that fence.
God, he's a crap shot. Like, you think somebody who worked at ZomCon for that long would know?
That zombie's wearing a toupee.
Oh my gosh, the image of the blood on the white picket fence with the yellow flowers
Doesn't that kind of epitomize the whole movie?
is fabulous. And then the
Maybe.
fact that Cindy Bottoms has like a million patches for ZomCon cadets and like
If you could screen cap that one shot of the white fence, what a perfect background that would be for anything.
looks like I'm gonna have to do that. Well, I do have to, if I get 100,000 hits, my parents are gonna front up money to make Day of the Woman t-shirts. Yeah!
I saw
And I
that.
can't exactly use my banner because of copyright, but I'm pretty sure that I could get away with doing blood on a white picket fence and pretty flowers.
How many hits do you have now? Do you know?
60,000.
Nice.
So I'm getting there. I love like
Yes.
the car is parked and the background's what's moving. It's so 50, like, I can't. It's such a good idea.
And I never noticed it actually until this time where he's, yeah, it's like they would have them, the car would be like, it wouldn't even be a car, it would just be like a machine. Why
Does
aren't
he have
they
like
moving?
a 5 o'clock shadow going on?
I think it's all just the gore and just gristle from the little boy that he ate. That and his face is probably coming off.
Yeah, there's that too. This little boy is not a very good zombie, I will tell you that.
He's all right. I'm not a big fan of the angry zombies, but it's okay.
He doesn't convince me as a zombie. He just looks like a kid who has a sinus infection.
He's not really that mangled up that bad. Does he, is his one of his hands missing or no? No. Oh.
Nope. And there he goes. The noise that this kid makes when Fido throws him is my favorite sound effect ever.
He's just looking up at him like, "What are you doing? Aren't you another zombie?"
So funny. And then look, she doesn't even. This is another thing. How many rounds are in that gun?
Obviously, a lot.
She gets him 9 times.
And that is the classic old school woman's gun, too. That little pop gun.
Do those guns have 9 rounds? I thought they only had six. And she axes him 9 times. You crazy, wonderful zombie. Such a fabulous line. She's seriously like the best mother. I don't know if my mother would ever commit arson and murder for me. I mean, she might, but I'm not totally convinced. And look at her for getting a match on the first try. You know, it takes me like 100 tries. I think I'm match illiterate.
He's just so prepared.
Yeah, who carries that around with her? You know that none of this is okay or right in any way.
How many great quotes are in this movie?
God, this movie's just got some great, great lines in it.
Really deserves more attention than it gets. It really only gets recognition among people that really, really watch a lot of horror movies. That's it.
I know. Well, my school's band has recently discovered the movie Teeth, and they thought they were also cutting edge. And I was like, yeah, it's been around for a while. Join the club. Oh, saddle shoes. I used to wear saddle shoes.
Yeah, my
My mom liked
sister.
to keep me vintage.
Well, I used to love like that the white, like that white polish they used to make for like little kids' shoes.
They still make it. I have a bottle of it at home.
I miss it. I think I had white shoes too when I was little. That's pretty freaky.
I love 50s clothing. I love it. Everyone wore halters. It was great. I love that he's grilling in a suit.
Yeah, it's a leisure suit, which is just such a great concept that, like, even when they were just hanging out, just being casual, they actually had a special suit just for that purpose.
Yeah.
Like, it's not the formal suit, it's a leisure suit. I will always laugh, and I mean, like, my favorite cable channel is Turner Classic Movies, and I grew up, you know, watching black and white movies, and I always get such a kick out of sitting there and thinking, like, wow, they're just hanging around, just wearing suits. They're just hanging around the house, like wearing a suit.
I love how Mr. Bottom's room is like a tribute to himself. Like, there's like paintings of himself.
The zombie trophy room.
He has his uncle's head in a jar. Which makes me kind of creeped out to think, like, at this point, because that was his first kill, he wasn't a war hero yet, so did he just, like, decapitate him and, like, keep it for good luck, like, before he went to war?
I guess he did. Is that a paint? That's a painting of himself on the wall, is
Yes, he has three paintings of himself. And I really hope that's not a statue of himself and that is a statue of a president. And then the classic collection of encyclopedias and books everywhere that I'm pretty sure he's never read.
Yes, I love the encyclopedia set. I think that's a bust of himself.
That leisure suit is killing me. I'm pretty sure I have that lamp too. Ugh, and the little racks for umbrellas. Does anybody still use those anymore? Like the umbrella holders? Mine's just kind of thrown in a closet.
There's just so many little kind of amenities and formalities of life that I think we've lost, things like that.
This is the best scene in the whole movie.
Oh yeah. Squirrel Nut
So
Zippers.
good. So good that I have the picture of Fido and Mrs. Robinson dancing framed in a on my dorm room wall. Put a lid on it.
I love that they picked this song too because, first of all, this song is actually not from that era. Like, this song is from the 90s, but
Yeah.
it just sounds like it's from then. And second of all, the song was already like 10 years old when the movie came out. It's just so random that,
It's like it's just a random song.
but it's perfect. I love the Squirrel Nut Zippers. I've seen him 3 times live. I've seen him do this song.
And I love how she seductively grabs the zombie. She doesn't just pick him up. She like rolls her shoulders around and it sounds ridiculous, but the first time I saw this, like after seeing this scene, I thought that she was pregnant with the zombie's baby.
Fido is just so thrilled.
With his little Mickey Mouse gloves. Way to be a buzzkill, literally. Just shock the zombie while they're dancing. Jerk.
And he never gets mad at him, you know? Like Fido never gets mad at the dad.
When she's apologizing to him outside just now, I always think of like I don't know, just like the people that sneak out to see their boyfriend and they're like outside their house and they're not on the deck because that's still too close and people can hear.
You know, it's true, and she even looks younger, you know, because she's not wearing all the makeup. She actually looks like a teenager, you know?
She doesn't have the red lips on, that's what it really is.
I guess so.
She still has pretty much the same eye makeup, just not having red lips completely changes her look.
Have been police barricades around that statue for the entire movie.
Seriously. That's what my room looks like at home. Just kidding. My room's trash. Actually, it's not because I left for school. My room's spotless. I'm kidding. Yeah, zombie garbage men. Does he have a horseshoe on his wall?
So.
Why do people run after trucks? Like, you're never gonna catch them.
That's a good point. Thanks for pointing that out, clearing that up.
This kid's a really good actor, I think, because I'm pretty sure they told him to not take this too seriously.
Yeah, he doesn't. He kind of plays it like he understands that it's a comedy, you know?
Look at them, those are real tears. Poor thing.
I remember when I was a kid reading this article where they interviewed the kid who played Elliot in E.T. And they asked him, like, right, it was right when the movie came out, they asked him, like, how do you make yourself cry, you know? And he, you know, because he's like, what is he, 9 years old? What experiences does he have, you know? And he's like, well,
Right.
I thought about when my dog died, you know? And I'm like, wow, that would make me cry too. I get it.
Well, that's a whenever we do acting classes and you have to make yourselves cry, we all have a tendency to yell, "Dead puppies, dead puppies, dead puppies."
See, I've always wanted to try acting. I've always just had a weird feeling that I might actually be pretty decent at it. I've never done it. And that's one thing that I'll always play a game with myself, and I'll think, like, if I had to make myself cry, which I never have had to make myself cry, like, what would you think of? Like, I always think about things in my life. What would it be that would trigger it, you know? I'm weird.
I love how the newspaper is just like laying in the like perfectly on the ground. And the fact that they
Bullies.
put bullies kill Mrs. Henderson and they roast the hideout.
Doesn't say boys, it doesn't say children, it says
It
bullies.
says bullies. I love how Timmy Robinson owns that same shirt in about 85 colors.
Around them and their needs, and like the fact that he's allowed to storm off like a little baby like that is it's just so it's so of that time.
Well, then also, what I do understand is that because the men were supposed to be like the providers and things, they're not supposed to be weak, and they're putting him in a vulnerable and weak position to where he isn't the strong man. So I kind of understand why he would storm off, because as a man in the 50s, you weren't supposed to let people know that like you were breakable, and I guess that's why they allowed it.
I was gonna say I think that that's why too the his wife even lets it slide and sort of understands because she in her mind she understands how that makes him feel and how compromised he is and it makes perfect sense to her that he would be that upset and would walk away.
Right. I love that you're allowed to give your children guns at like the age of 12.
This is the closest that he gets to him in the whole movie.
This is the closest he gets to being an actual father.
Yeah. is giving him a gun.
I mean, my parents give me food and money, but hey, if he wants to give, they want to give me a gun to kill zombies, more power to him. The gun is bigger than his hand. He looks so proud to give his kid that weapon.
Well, because like this is his one way of connecting with him. He's excited to be able to like connect with him because, it's his hatred and fear of zombies that he's trying to pass it on to his son.
Oh, America.
Yep.
His dad has the creepiest smile.
He really does. Trying to think of what else he's been in. He's a great character actor. He pops up in so many things. Forget his name.
I love that the magazine he's reading is Death.
Wow.
Sorry, Life, we're not reading you today.
That's the big gag.
Yep, and I ruined the joke. Sorry, folks. She is like super prego in this scene, and he's just like, nuh?
Have you ever sat in front of a mirror and like leisurely brushed out your hair before you go to bed? I'm just curious.
I do actually.
Okay, because that, again, it seems like something that it's under the category of things that I think people just had much more time to do then than they do now.
Well, I do that. I did that a lot more when my hair was longer. Now that it's shorter, I kind of can run my hand through it and it's a day. But if I've done my hair the night before, which. Sorry, yawning. Which back in the 50s, a lot of people did because it took them so long to do like victory rolls and like the pin curls like that they did.
Yeah.
So they oftentimes would do their hair and put a little bit of curl to it at night, so it would make it easier. So yeah, they would leisurely do that. If I know I have something to do in the morning, then I'll definitely do something to that effect.
And I think the only time that she would have her hair down like that would be when she's going to bed, because they really didn't have any styles where your hair would be completely down.
I love how clean Cindy Bottom's shoes are. They like glow in the dark. And now she has the perfect bows in her pigtails. I tried so hard when I was little to make those perfect bows. It never happened, ever. They were always like uneven or jacked up. Nice tutu, Tammy. Once again, with the car not moving and the background moving.
Perfect.
I heard you got fired for having a zombie girlfriend. Guess you could call her that, kiddo. Dream big.
I almost don't like that they spell it out that clearly in this scene. I just think it's so funny that no one ever even talks about it or brings it up.
Well, I think it's funny how the kid talks about it, because everyone else knows that he's his zombie sex slave, but the kid's like, I heard you have a zombie girlfriend. So I think it's funnier that even the kids, they know.
And she actually like gets jealous there. She looks out the window all pissed off.
Yeah, and he goes, oh, I've hurt her feelings. The guy who works at the gate is just creepy looking.
Because he knows what's going on. It's just so hilarious.
Yeah.
Everybody knows. Nobody wants to talk about it.
Tammy, isn't it? I think she makes all of her clothes because she has that same dress in green. I just love the car is stationary and everything else is moving around them. I just think it's so funny.
I don't know why I never noticed it till now. It is so
Because you're not
much
as cool
easier.
as me.
It's so much easier to do, you know? I mean, it doesn't look real, but it's just, you don't have to worry about like mounting a camera on a moving vehicle. You just, that's it. You just sit it there and film away. They do it in Pulp Fiction too.
True. That zombie, the chef zombie, scares me.
I always think it's so weird in this scene that he's willing, I don't know, I guess I'm reading too much into a comedy, but like he's willing to sacrifice the lives of these other people to save Fido. Like it's just a strange moral decision to make.
Honestly, I agree. Like the first time I watched this, I'm like, wait a minute. But then again, like I think because he worked there for so long, he would know that it should have gotten under control very quickly. But I think once they shot Tammy, like all bets were off.
Right.
And I'm pretty sure she's not wearing a bra too. And how does nobody notice that he's just cranking the zombie collar? I love how Tammy just kind of scampers around in this scene.
Tammy has a
And the
serious
fact that
six pack.
you knucklehead. God love the 50s. That's my favorite joke in the entire movie is when he's on the phone and he's talking to like the alarm guy, but he's looking in the surveillance and he sees Timmy walking around and he says,
Yeah.
"You naughty little boy." No, not you.
Yeah, it is. It is. It may be the funniest line in the movie, and it's weird because it has nothing to do with anything that's going on. It's just this random joke that they threw in. It's almost like what you would think of, but you wouldn't actually think would pop up in the movie.
I just want to know what the guy on the other line said. Like,
There's one in this scene that's pretty scary too, one of the zombies. I think
oh
it's
yeah.
when the dad goes down there and one of them turns around. It's actually the most one of the most messed up looking zombies in the movie.
That's probably why that one's in the shop.
Right.
The Zomcon building looks like it would fall over.
It's an architectural wonder.
Yeah.
It's also a painting.
Yeah. Love that he looks mildly like Indiana Jones in this scene.
See, this is what I mean. Look, he's actually trying. He's making an effort.
Mr. Bottoms is a straight up D-bag in this scene. He's gonna throw a 10-year-old boy into the wild zone. Like, what's wrong with you?
It does seem
Nothing makes that okay.
it seems pretty excessive, doesn't it?
But to be honest, the zombies are moving really slow back there. You could probably survive for a while. Where's the creepo zombie? He's coming. Old man zombie. There it is.
Yep, right here.
With like the missing eye.
Yeah. It looks like the. Oh, there's Fido. It looks like she looks like the one, you know, the part in Dawn of the Dead where Roger is in the truck and like that blonde zombie crawls in behind him and she's got like one eye hanging out. Looks kind of like that.
Yes. Okay, this scene makes me crazy. Timmy Robinson, your Chuck Taylors are not going to fit in that metal fence. Take them off and climb with your toes. Be a real little boy. What's wrong with you? And then he just leaves the door open.
Oh, of course.
The ones in the wild zone are really jacked up looking.
Fido's just
Look
standing
how
there.
quick his eyes changed.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. You know what's funny is. Like Fido, why did he need to have the collar? I guess it. Like he could have done that without having the collar off. No, I mean if he's like a good zombie.
I don't know if he could have reacted as quickly.
I guess maybe they're not capable of killing with the collar on.
Maybe not.
Because you would think now that he's conscious and aware, you know. Well, that's bleak.
This scene is so gory and like disgusting.
This is another cover the eyes scene, of course, for the kiddies. Which it's interesting because this movie, I was looking at the box before. Oh, this is great with the cigarette holder. This
Oh,
movie
yeah.
was originally rated PG-13 and then it was re-rated R. Now, I don't know what that means. If it means that there was footage added in or if they just changed their mind, but I can almost see how it would be a PG-13, honestly.
I think it could be too. There's not that much
No,
gore in it.
this is the worst of it, is this end scene here,
This
really.
dancing, yeah.
And the stuff with the old lady in the garden is kind of rough too.
Oh God, when they're cleaning the blood off, I think it's so funny.
I really think, and I will go on the record, this is a pretty kid-friendly horror movie.
I agree wholeheartedly. And it's not kid friendly, as in, like, it's like Beetlejuice or Nightmare Before Christmas kid friendly. Like, it's a good movie that doesn't have to be blood, guts, and killing every 20 seconds to be a good and entertaining movie.
I think too the whole kid-friendly thing comes from the just the feel of it. Like it actually has a positive message. I think that what makes most horror movies of the past few decades not kid-friendly, as opposed to the real old classic ones, is that they have such a like a nihilistic kind of just bleak, dark message. You know, if you watch movies like Dracula and Frankenstein and all that, for the most part, they always have happy endings. They tend to have a positive message. They're not this kind of postmodern awfulness going on. I think that's what makes the movie not safe for kids more than any of the gore or anything like that.
Agreed.
This movie is a
This
positive movie.
it just feels very, very innocent too. It has a very innocent feeling to it.
Yeah, it does. And even the stuff like the concepts are so easy to grasp, you know, like these are monsters and you put this collar on them and then they're nice and then they're friendly,
Right.
you know. It's easy for kids to grasp. So anyone listening, if you want to show your kids a horror movie, show them Fido.
I just love the scenery playing baseball with the zombie. It's probably the most heartwarming thing. And I try to explain this movie to my friends all the time and about how, no, you don't understand, like it's cute. And they're like, I don't think so. When she's carrying around her dad as he's a zombie. What do you call him? I don't know, I just call him Daddy. And just the scene where Fido and Mr. Bottoms as a zombie just look at each other, and you know it's like. I just love the scene where Fido and Mr. Bottoms meet, and they like kind of glare at each other, and you just know he's like, "You made me this way."
Yes, definitely there's an understanding. This is one of the greatest final moments ever of a movie, just like the
I
nuns.
know. The look in his eyes when he is like touching the baby, it's just like I don't have words for it. It's just it's very it's kind of moving in a way.
It is. And I love how it ends just on his face, just with this weird noises coming out of him. It's
And
just a
laughing.
It's perfect. He's just in bliss right here.
Such a good
Isn't
movie.
that great? So
Yeah.
enjoyable. Love it.
Fabulous. 10 stars. Go see
Well,
it.
there you have it. That was the first Vault of Horror Day of the Woman co-commentary attempt. So I want to thank BJC for being a part of it, and hopefully we get to do more of these.
Holla.
Absolutely.
Most definitely. Thank you for allowing me to go on crazy tangents for about an hour and a half about ridiculous things while watching a horror movie.
That's really what it's all about, isn't it? Those are the things that make life worth living.
Agreed. Agreed. Well, thank you for having me.
You're welcome. And I guess that's it from us here on the commentary for Fido. We hope you enjoyed it as much as we enjoyed doing it.
Agreed. Peace, love, and brains out there, vault dwellers and womanizers alike.